Blog Talk Radio.
All right, guys. I have done my little monologue. We'll put the number up if people want to call in. Number's up on the screen. Please make sure you press 1. Press 1. And make sure we're talking about the topic at hand of the cowardice of white nationalists. Let's stick to topic. Let's kind of get in. Let's try to keep our conversation hopefully between 2 minutes, hopefully, because other people want to get in within a certain time period. So let's see here. That's going on. Let the first person in. Error code 201, you're on the show.
Hey, Phil, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was going to say shout out to you, man. You doing an excellent job, man. Keep spreading the word, man.
I'm trying the best way I can. So what's on your mind about the topic?
What you just talking about, you made a good point, because those white nationalists, they spoil. They spoil. Excuse me.
Yeah, they fought. They never had any discipline. They used to their privilege. Outside of that, what was anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, that's about it. That's
all
I got to say.
All right, appreciate you. Yeah, we got to move on. Air code 701, you on the show.
Oh, hello there, Phil.
Hey, what's going on? What's on your mind about the topic?
Oh, I'm looking at your show, and yeah, those white supremacists, they're full of, you know, turd, and they're just cowards. That's what they are. They think they're tough, but they're a bunch of, I don't know, I can't swear on this show, can I?
Okay,
hello?
Well, I'm going to move on to the next caller, bro. I gotta move on. We gotta get our calls just on point now. Erico 347, we're on the show. What's on your mind with the topic?
Hello. I just wanted to comment on what you're talking about, which I think is extremely important. You said a lot of important things, especially in regards to what's going on with the historical background of these white nationalists. And
yeah,
one of the major ones is, of course, the division of white people, because one of the key things that I think a lot of people don't even realize is that when we're looking at the economic division, it's actually where white people, a lot of the poor white people, the indigenous ones that we were talking about that look at us as kind of like they feel a sense of white privilege, is because white plantation owners put that in their minds that, hey, you are better than these black people, so that they can maintain this division between them and us. So then it's now become part of this institution that we have. Now, I'm not like trying to defend them, because there's nothing defensible there. But what I'm saying is that this is now part of our cultural system, and it's now been perversed within our society. And another situation that I've experienced actually online is that these people have no conception of the history of the Aryan system, where I'm even having a discussion with this guy. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, Aryan is, what's it called? They're anti-global. And I'm like, do you know what Aryan is? It goes back to India. And I'm like, if it goes back to India, then you're actually of Indian descent. You're not even white at this point. You're Indian. And if you're looking at the Nazi symbol, that's a perversion of Ganesh, which is, again, Indian. So you need to go all the way back to India. You're not going back to Germany. So what is going on here? So these are just the things that I think these people need to look at. It's just the history, and they don't even know their own history. So that's just what I wanted to point out in the discussion that we're having.
Okay. Thank you very much for the call. Well, 9 times out of 10, we're not going to expect them to research anything. They're idiots. I mean, even the Nazi sign has been taken from Africa. If you do the research, and you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, let's go to the next caller. Erico 645, you on the show? 646, I'm sorry, you on the show? Erico 646.
Oh, hello.
Well, if you don't answer, I got to move on. Erico 202, you on the show? Erico 202. All right, we're moving on. Erico 901, you on the show?
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing all right. I'm watching your stream. I wanted to tell you, first of all, I live in Memphis. So I live in Tennessee. The city is about 70%, it's almost 70% black. And you still have these white men who will ride around with these huge rebel white supremacist flags on their trucks up high, like, and they'll just be blasting it through the streets. And I know for a fact the only reason why they feel comfortable doing that is because they are heavily armed. Every white man in this country who you can just tell is an all-out white supremacist by either the way that they're conducting themselves, they always have that rebel flag somewhere. They are always armed, and they do not leave home without their guns. You can believe that. What I'm wondering is, what are our solutions for that? Because I don't feel like they should feel comfortable, especially in a city that's almost 70% black. They shouldn't even feel comfortable, whether they have a gun or not, blasting this stuff all everywhere.
Well, our biggest problem is that we are still too trusting. And for how I take it personally, you treat, just like with the race soldiers, the best way to treat race soldiers is assume all of them are bad until they show you that they're good. That way you'll survive it a little bit better. Well, I say the same thing with them. I'd rather assume you're bad until you show me you're good. This is how I feel about it. And with black people, we need to arm up too. We need to defend ourselves.
And there's actually have a friend that's about to open up a gun range here. It'll be a black-owned business. And so I'm hoping to get – there's a lot of black people that I find here that do not even want to own a gun. They're, like, against it. Oh, I don't want a gun in the house. I don't want to have a gun. And I'm like, why not? You're like, you definitely need a gun in these times, and especially in the city that we stay in, you definitely need a gun, whether it's a white supremacist or just somebody else trying to get at you. But I find that a lot of black people do not want to have, like, gun ownership. They don't believe in that. And so – I'm almost to the point, it's almost to the point where I'm exhausted in trying to explain why we need to get armed or we need to move as one unit. But I appreciate your show, and I am very grateful. I'm putting everybody that I know onto your channel because you explain it better than I can, because I don't have the patience.
Oh, well, thank you, sister, for calling. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Also, before I go to the next call, I want to give a shout-out to the 41 people that joined us on Patreon yesterday. Thank you very much, and some of you have joined today. We are still pushing to get to our goal of 3,000. As we stated before, our monetization here on YouTube, if you see what's on the screen, that indicates limited or no ads on videos until YouTube gets the time to review it to give us full monetization. So since we had that 90% reduction, we're reaching out to our supporters who are enjoying the streams, enjoying the news and information to help us on our goal on Patreon to get to 3,000. That will help us run everything. As I stated before, I had to lose some help because we didn't have all the proper funding that we tried to get before. So any moderators, and Shayla Mayo, one of them in there, you throw the Patreon link. We appreciate anyone that's there. $2 or $5, whatever you choose per month, we really would appreciate it. So let's go to the next caller. Is this the next caller? I think it's the next caller. Erico 972, you on the show.
Hey, Phil.
Hey.
I just wanted to call you and let you know, after that stuff that was in Virginia, in Waco, I'm from Waco, and they had a whole news footage that I had read about Waco has the oldest Confederate statue in a cemetery here in Waco. That's the first thing I want to mention, to see if you knew about that. And then the second thing I want to ask you was about what do you think about people making videos saying that it was a false flag event and it was in place to get Trump out of office as well as start a race war around America?
What I think about that, conspiracy theorists have their own lane. I don't deal with conspiracy theory. Sometimes maybe I do. Some people may say I am at times. But I can look at things and look at patterns. But all this, I don't use them terms, false flag and whatever. If it's on tape, you see it, it is what it is. And I just go with it from there. That's just kind of how I operate. But the Alex Jones of the world, if you, you know, if you into that, hey, God bless you. That's how I look at that.
Well, God bless you, too. I'm not into that, but, you know, I've seen a lot of videos surface about, you know, that. And I just want to know that you know about the oldest statue, so-called oldest Confederate statue that sits in Waco, Texas.
No, I didn't know about it, but, you know, eventually maybe they'll take that one down, too. We appreciate your call, sister. All right, let's go to the next caller. Area code 925, you on the show.
What's up, Phil?
What's up? You got anything to
How
say
much
about
I love
the
show. I love the show. You know, huge fan here.
Appreciate that. What's on your mind by the top?
And I just wanted to talk about, you know, the real issue here. And I think it's white people. You know, like, I always see on the news of how bad they are and, you know, how they're always trying to kill people, you know, black people mostly. And it's just, I think we need to get Trump out of office.
Can I interrupt you for a second? What is your nationality?
I'm a Native American.
More than 50%?
Yeah. About like 62.
Okay.
I'm really not buying this whole like Trump is president. I think he needs to get impeached as soon as possible.
Okay. Well, outside of that, what do you think is the problem with the white nationalists? What can we do about the white nationalists in this country?
I think their permit. First of all, I don't know how they even got a permit to protest. It's absolutely insane, you know. And I think they need to be evicted from the towns if they think this is acceptable, you know.
I got you. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate you. All right, let's go to the next one. Area code 804, you on the show.
Hey, Phil.
Hey, what's up?
Hello. Hey, what's up, Phil? Have you ever been to Richmond, Virginia? By my ex?
Not yet. Well, let me think.
Yes.
Is it anywhere by Ronald Reagan Airport?
It's about, I would say, that's because Ronald Reagan Airport, that's about an hour, about 2 hours from Richmond, Virginia, because Richmond, Virginia is known as the capital of Confederacy. And actually, I was listening to your show, and I actually wanted to talk about those statues in Charlottesville, because I'm about 75 miles out of Charlottesville, and actually they just canceled a rally that was going to be held here on September 16th down on Monument Avenue, and that's where you got Robert E. Lee and all those other statues and all the in those places. So good news,
mm-hmm.
They actually canceled on that.
Good.
And actually, this Confederacy thing is just driving me crazy. I mean, if you're going to tear it down, because I'm tired of hearing about it, you know. Just tear it down, you know. Do what you want to do.
Yeah, well, shoot, according to Donald Trump, then we might as well go ahead and tear down George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. I'm like, shoot, hey, we on the roll, are we talking about that? Might as well, Trump. Then you say he owns slaves, which you're right about.
Right, because like I said, every time he tweets about this, I'm like, he cannot stay off Twitter. It just gets to a point where it gets frustrating, because Twitter is his only way to vent, and it's just embarrassing to the country.
Did you vote for Trump?
No, sir.
Okay, just checked it. Because I've met some people who have voted for Trump. They are more pissed off than the people that didn't vote for Trump. But
no,
I
sir, I'm a black
man.
Thank you.
All right, we'll go to the next caller here. Area code 252, you're on the show.
Hey, Brother Phil, how you doing?
Hey, brother, what's going on?
Yeah, I owe a couple of things. One is that do you think they will ever designate any of those white supremacist groups as terrorist groups? And if they did, would the Homeland Security go at them like they would go at any other terrorist groups such as ISIS?
As the current administration, hell no. I don't know who's going to come after them, but I couldn't be president because they'd be public enemy number one. Well, of course, not just them. They're just because I got a whole bunch of people I'll put on that list now. Not just white nationalists. I put them gangs too as killing up in our community too. They need to be a move too. You know, the terrorism.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. You know, I talk about both. I tell people that.
But they just change their names to hide the guilt, you know, and so you can't really tie them down like ISIS, Taliban, Al Qaeda. You know, they change the jihadists, you know, and so the white supremacists are doing the same thing now. They got a group they call themselves White ISIS.
And that's fine, and they got a place for them. They act up, you know. Like I said, you ain't gonna stop the people from creating groups. But the thing is, we have to make sure that we defend ourselves and that you stay vigilant, your eyes open, and you learn what the white supremacist tattoos are. You learn the sayings that they say. You learn the websites they go to. You go frequent wherever they at, just because they can frequent this show. We need to know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Intel. They bring it back to the community and say, look, this is what these white nationalists say they're about to do.
Yeah,
they shut down the Daily Stormer. In a way, they shut it down. In a way, I kind of don't like they shut it down because I was monitoring the Daily Stormer every day to see what they were talking about. But now they really shut them down. There's other ones like Stormfront, but Daily Stormer was a little bit more organized. So it was easy to read it. Stormfront, when I go there, you got to go through every freaking thread. It's kind of like almost like 4chan, if you ever went to 4chan. You know, so. Anyway, but brother, appreciate you calling.
Yeah, Ben is no.
All right, next caller. Error code 817, you on the show.
What's going on, Brother Phil? How you doing, man?
What's going on, my brother?
Man, let me tell you. First of all, I'm originally from Louisiana. So I can tell you, when I was in my preteen, when I was kind of in my early teen years, there was a meeting called for the for these white folks, and it was called the NAAWP, the National Association of White People. Now, I heard
funny?
About the...
hold on a second. Let me stop you right there. You know that they have no originality. Anything that we create, they do. You just say NAAWP, okay, which we know what that means. Then there, black people say Black Lives Matter. Now they're saying White Lives Matter. I mean, like, we can't have nothing. No matter what it is, we can't have words. We can't have a certain style of dress. We can't do nothing. But yet they hate us, though. But they want to copy everything we do, and we tell them about it. A hairstyle just not for one race of people. You know, all that sort of thing. We call them out on it.
You're absolutely right, but yeah, When I was young and I knew about it and I heard about this, I'm like, what the hell are they doing? And then later on, and see, I was a teenager when David Duke forced that runoff for the governor's seat in Louisiana. And that totally blew me away. I kept thinking, like, okay, this is not, he's a candidate, but he ain't going to win. But when he forced that runoff, I was like, oh, damn. We in a whole new week. Well, I said white supremacy was real at that point. These fools are not playing. But man, I just want to call in and give you a
brother. But, brother, this is the thing with that. We have to get out of that saying, man, voting don't matter. Look, man.
That's
voting
exactly
does
what they
matter.
Were saying if until that runoff hit.
If voting didn't matter, my brother, they wouldn't go through all that length to try to disenfranchise you from voting if it didn't matter. This is what they know. They know the moment that black people and Hispanics and any other race outside of them start really voting in mass, then they're going to lose power. They're going to lose seats. They're going to lose everything that they want to control. And that's what they don't want. So they try to discourage you from voting. They try to say, oh, yeah, voting don't matter. But yet they come out in mass to vote. So that's why I tell people, instead of complaining about Donald Trump or complaining about the Republicans, you need to get out there and vote, or hell, you run. Somebody run.
Yeah, absolutely.
And talk about it then.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I've been voting ever since. But before I get off the line, I do want to let you know that I know Michael Eric Dyson was promoting his book, Cheers, We Cannot Stop. I just finished another good book called White Rage, The Unspoken Truth of Our Racial Divide by Dr. Carol Anderson, PhD. It's a really good book. If you get a chance, check it out. I got Audible. I love it. So I just wanted to call in and give you a shout-out. I appreciate what you do. I did contribute on Patreon, so keep doing what you're doing, Phil.
Well, thank you, my brother, for helping us keep the show alive.
Not a problem. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you, brother. All right. Eric Code, next one. Eric Code 818, you on the show.
Hey, what up, Phil?
What up?
I heard you. This is D, man. I'm actually excited, man. The topic that you have, especially with the white supremacy or the white nationalists, because Trump is in office right now, this is the time that blacks really need to wake up and we need to unite as a people, as a nation, within the nation, and pull together
right. And
really start, get your license to carry your gun. And the reason you want to do that is if they show up at your house armed, you want to make sure you can protect your family too. Black people have value. And I think that, you know, you've been beat down, stepped on, kicked so much that sometimes we forget that even with brother and brother relationships and brother and sister relationships, we need to get away from the bitches and hoes and the niggas and let's get back to the brothers and sisters and really pull together and start playing chess. Yeah, I mean, seriously, start playing chess and stop playing checkers because these people this right here, I'm so excited. Every time I turn on the TV and I see something extreme happen, I'm like, brothers, we got to wake up. You got to start protecting your sisters. Sisters, you need to start protecting your brothers and stop treating them like they're aliens. Okay, I understand that hurt and pain, whatever, but forgiveness is a key in everything. And there's understanding, man. It's just as black people, and this nation is so cold and cutthroat how they do us. You can't have your own identity. You can't. They always got something to say about you. I actually, you know, I started showing my nieces and nephews, just breaking it down, you know, at their schools, you know, even with the color schemes, you know, if you're too dark or, you know, you got a sister that's a light skin and the other sister's a dark skin. It's just, it's a lot that you have to teach your kids, your nieces, your nephews. It's so much. So I'm so glad that, brother, that you took it on and to show America and then show the outsiders, because I've traveled all throughout the world, and I'm going to tell you, man, America has it down with propaganda, and people don't understand that. So when you look at TV, you say, oh, no, it's just entertainment. But there are people in Africa that are in China, that are in Europe, that may never come to the United States, and how they portray us. It's crazy how they make us look. It's like we're uncivilized and we're animals. It's a reason for that so that when people perceive us in other places, they would probably think the same thing. I've been to Africa. It's so beautiful. It's beautiful. I've been to Turkey. I've been so many different places that when you see how the United States of America, how they portray us and how they put our images to show the negative all day, I'm so happy, Phil, that to see your show and to see that you really expose it and show their foolishness too. You just got to pay to see their stuff on cable. You got to see it on ID channel and everywhere else. So I thank God for you, Phil, and I pray that because Trump is in this office, may we wake up and pull together. Because if we pull together, man, we would be an unstoppable race, and they know it. They know it. The United States knows it. But we don't know it.
Yeah. And sister, that's why I was quiet. I'm just letting you have the time. You ain't minutes everything. I'm 8 minutes. I'm not saying a word.
Brother,
I like
it's
people
crazy
do that.
Because we need to, as black people, man, I tell people, stop saying a nigga, man. We ain't niggas. And don't think you could ever own a word that killed your ancestors, that mutilated your ancestors, that castrated your fathers. Believe me, you don't want to own that word because there's nothing good from it. It never gave birth to nothing good, man. So we need to get back to the brothers and sisters and stop with the bitches and hoes, man. Man, I'm serious, man. We really do start need to purging and cleansing some folks out of the group so we can pull together, man, because there's some people that look like us that ain't us, trust me. And they eating at the devil's table, man. And they feeding us foolishness and making us believe it and dividing us against each other. So I'm not trying to take up much time, brother, but I did want to make sure that I get up on here and say, man, I appreciate your show, and I pray that we wake up as a nation and come together. Thick as thieves. I'm trying to tell you, get your weapon. You have to get a weapon, and I'm sorry. And I know people, they say, man, I don't want to get a gun. I don't want to get a gun. Stop playing, man. Stop playing, because they're killing you by pulling you over. They're killing you even if you're walking down the street minding your own business. You don't even have to do anything to be shot. That's crazy, man. We got stuff that's happening in the United States that was taking place in 1950. How about 1900, man? This is crazy. We're in 2017, and we still have to be scared of the goddamn boogeyman with a badge. Come on, man. We got to wake up, man. As a people, we just got to wake up. That's a must-need. We have to wake up before they erase our motherfucking ass. We have to wake up.
I hear you, sister. With that said, I appreciate your call.
All right, brother. God bless you.
God bless you. Now, see, that sister right there was telling the truth. What can I say? What can I say? I can't say much at all. What I'm saying is, one thing as black people, we need to make sure that we have is our driver's license, our voter registration card, our passports. All of us need to have a passport and also a way to defend ourselves. If you don't want a gun, at least get you a vicious dog. Get you some pepper spray, something, a taser, something. But if definitely a vicious dog, because a vicious dog can do some damage. Trust me. Let's go to the next caller here. Air code 804, you're on the show.
Dumb nigger.
And ladies and gentlemen, the recessive cave beast, lice-headed, flea-ridden, white nationalist called tonight. We knew they had the call. He sat there for 20-some-odd minutes to do that. you heard him? Oh, that was funny. That was Air Code 706.
No motherfucking crackle. They call you. Give me that number. I'll be glad to call.
Man, I ain't worried about that. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Oh, yeah, what's on your mind about the topic? All right. Well, you ain't going to talk. I don't care about the troll calling in with that. Erico 717, you on the show.
Hey, what's up, Phil? This is Ancient Melanin. Shout out to Radical Home Goddess and Sci-Fi and True Royal Family. I wanted to say, black people, yes, you do need to get guns. These white supremacists are not playing with your asses. They have rifles, shotguns, probably grenades, and we keep praying to Jesus thinking that's going to change things. You know, we got to stick together. We got to arm up. You know, we've been praying to Jesus for hundreds of years. It's not going to change anything. You know what I mean? You know, we got to be serious about this. Stop buying useless crap. Protect yourself. Teach your children. You know, this world is not friendly to us, you know. So that's just the message I want to say. Keep doing what you're doing, Phil, and I appreciate you and I support you. Later.
All right, later, bro. So we can go back to the next, okay, next caller. Air code
912,
you on the show.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man. Just calling in, man, to speak my little piece, man, and tell you that we appreciate your show, man. Appreciate everything you're doing, and keep doing the work.
Oh, I definitely appreciate you saying that. What's on your mind about the topic, brother?
Yeah, man. You know, I just sit back, man, analyzing everything, man. Not just what's just happened recently in Charlottesville, but what's been going on for the past 20 years. You know, I feel like this should be impossible for this to happen, based on the times we're living in, the technology that we got, and based on some of the our people have been able to reach certain economic status that we shouldn't be in a position that we're in. You know. To the point where in the 70s you would have never had white supremacists or white nationalists or whatever they're calling themselves, you know, will come out unmasked and carry themselves and say the things and do terrorist attacks the way they've been doing on our people. They would have never did it the way they did it without even having
hold
a mask
on. Brother, hold on a quick second. Hey, Kevin Smith, what is your area code? I see you in the chat room. You say you call. What's the area code, Kevin? Oh, go ahead, bro.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, it would look like to me that we are totally regressing as a people because, you know, you got these white nationalists now come out in 2017 with no mask on and doing even more radical terrorist attacks, not even counting, you know, what Dylan Stormroof did to those nice people trying to have Bible study, you know, saying down in Charleston. So I'm just saying it looking like to me that we are worse off than we was even back in the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah, because we got too comfortable, and unfortunately, because we were raised comfortable, that's why we got real lax. Well, now, you know, the children of those who did that to us in the past are now here, and they're worse than actually those from back then. So I think it's good we're getting a wake-up call. I really think it is.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, brother. But, I think I don't want to sound like, you know, I'm not hopeful or I don't feel like we can rise up against this, man. But I think our people just now, you know, trying to, you know, grab arms and trying to do different things that they should have been doing a long time ago. These people are ready. These people have the economic power. They have the guns. They have the weapons. They have the political positions. They have everything, man. And I think we're going to have to pull together.
I wouldn't give them that much credit because what you saw over the weekend, they actually really divided. They're extremely divided. They're not together like you think they are. So that is a hole in their armor right there. But, brother, I appreciate you calling. No, they're not together like that, not all the way. I've seen that. They got white folks out there who want to fight, go toe-to-toe with them. But let me see. Somebody told me to look for a certain area code. So I had a lot of calls on here. I didn't see, realize I had as many calls on here. Let's see what we got. What we got? What we got? I don't see that area code. You got to press number one. I told y'all telling me to look for. That's how I go to this one here. Area code 512. You on the show? Area code 512. All right, we're going to move. We ain't got that kind of time. Erico 614, you on the show.
Hey, how you doing, man? First, I just want to address the comments, you know, because I see a lot of these comments, you know. Growing up, I was always told that if we want to combat racism, we need to make sure that we're not becoming racist ourselves. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's just the first thing I wanted to speak about.
Okay, how are black people becoming racist? First, what is the definition of racist?
No, well, what I'm saying, what I'm saying basically is that we need to make sure that we are not going to do the same thing that white people are doing to us. We need to respect other people as well. Like, I'm a black man, don't get me wrong, I ain't no coon or anything like that. What I'm saying is that there are good white people as well as racist white bad people. So I don't want to be painted with the same brush. So I don't think we should do the same to anybody else. You know. So I mean, so that's what I'm talking about. So that's what I meant.
Promoting that, but I mean, people in the comment section say what they want to say. I mean, that's far as it's going to go, really, with them. They don't have no institutional power. They're not creating laws to disenfranchise white people. They're not preventing white people from getting jobs. They're not preventing white people from getting home loans or anything that's really going to affect their lives other than name calling. But on the other side, we are affected in those manners.
Okay. But what I really wanted to talk about is that I do want to make this clear that I don't believe that as black people we can fix white supremacy because that's something diluted in their minds. What we can do is we can use the power that we do have because we are powerful people. And like that one caller said a couple calls ago, is that we have to start utilizing things like voting. We have to vote. That is a big thing. We need to vote. You know, I hear a lot of people, I have a lot of friends who said, I'm not voting because it's the lesser of two evils. I'm not voting because it doesn't do anything. Cool. Believe what you believe. Believe what you want to believe. Vote anyway to honor your ancestors because your ancestors died for that right. Your people died for that right. So regardless, go out there and vote. I also believe that we do need to start owning guns. We need to do that. We need to start protecting ourselves. You see what I'm saying? We need to start doing that. I just personally don't think that we can do anything other than that. We have to start teaching our youth that we can do a lot better than just, you know, dribbling a basketball or entertaining people. We can produce doctors, lawyers, and we can do this. We need to start gearing our children to do these things. And I'm not saying we already are, but we need to start doing that in masses. We can affect change, but we just have to understand that we are powerful. We are powerful. And we're not going to accept what they're trying to say that we need to do. You understand what I'm saying, Phil?
Yeah, I get you. But, brother, I appreciate you calling. Thank you for calling the show. Sure. What do we got here? Let's see. What we got? 22, Erico 224, you on the show?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
This is Danielle. I'm just calling to say that, as black people, we need to get it together. We need to purchase us some guns. We need to start telling our children to go to school, get better education. We need to wipe out all these races, not by fighting them, by with our politicians. If they support races, we have to stop supporting them. If our mayor is giving these people permits to march up and down the street, stop supporting that mayor. Stop spending your money in places where white people don't accept you. Spend money in your own community. And that's the best way that we can end this racism. Shut them down with a big old boycott. That's what we need to do. Stop going to Macy's. Stop going to Lord and Taylor's and Barney's, spending your money on all that stuff, because all the white people want to do is take your money and they get rich while you be poor here as a black man while the racists come get you. So we need to stop all of that.
Oh, sister, thank you for calling. Let me see. Hold on. Somebody told me to go down to a number, so I need to find it. Hold on. I'm trying. Here we go. All right. Sister Kimberly.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? How you been?
I've been good. What I wanted to say is, because I ain't never left, I got hacked, and I've been watching what's been going on behind the scenes, and it's a lot of good black channels out here that have gotten hacked, and now I'm learning that the Radical Home Goddess channel is down, which I am totally not shocked and stuff, and the thing
down is... Down in what way?
Well, I guess she can't make any videos because she talks about Fukushima. Anytime we speak in any truth, we get shut down. Now, I want to say something because I know people are listening. I had something real crazy happen to me on Sci-Fi's channel. I know a lot of people thought I was lying, so I wouldn't let up. I talked to Mr. Superboy about it. I did everything that Mr. Superboy told me to do, and I found the person who hacked me. I got all three of his channels shut down, and we going to court because he going to pay me because we had to pay a digital – me and my husband had to go to a digital company – to forensics company to track this person down, and it happened to be a brother. I was able to get all three of his channels shut down. But the thing that I wanted to say is when people out here are speaking truth, you even got your own trying to shut your voice down, and we got to keep fighting. Yeah, we really
well,
do.
Let me tell you that happened. Okay, that thing happened to me years ago, and I caught it right when it happened. And so the best way to protect your accounts, and I'll tell anybody who's listening, to have your password 14 characters or more with uppercase, lowercase, numbers, and symbols, and use two-factor verification when you do your accounts. Do you know what two-factor mm-hmm. verification is?
Yeah, I did all of that because we had to pay to do this, and then I changed everything. Some things I'm not going to even mention that I had to get changed. But
I do it to all my accounts, two factor verification, and my passwords mm-hmm. are very long, and I make sure of it because you know, if you got an easy password or even what happened to the other YouTuber, the white guy Boogie, whatever his name was. You got to make sure to have a special password on with your cell phone provider because sometimes people will try to get your text code. So that's why, you know, I made sure to do that with my cell phone provider because that happened to, you know, a white guy. He lost his channel, and YouTube got it back for him, of course. But, you know, mm-hmm. I think he had about 2 million subscribers or something like that, but he got it back. So are you making videos again?
Not yet. My channel is back up. They trying to get my subscribers back to me. I'm not ready to make any videos because I have been hacked twice. And when you go through this, and every time it's your own people, it do something to you. It really do. But when I come back, I'm not holding back. I'm going to bring the heat. And yet they know it. I'm bringing it and stuff. And we got to keep supporting each other. We need to put our little petty differences aside. If we don't know now, we will never know. We will never know. So, Phil,
okay.
I'm going to get back in here and continue to keep doing what I need to do. All right? Thank you.
All right, my sister. It was good to hear from you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. See, well, hopefully we can answer this call. Is it answer? Eric code 619. You're on the show.
Hey, hi. My name is, I guess I'm calling from the Maryland area, and I guess I just had a quick question I wanted to ask you. Being that you see so many stories and you're, hearing all of the stuff that's been going on, what kind of advice would you give to the colored population as far as waking up? I mean, I hear everybody saying that we need to come together and work together, you know, educate our kids, but in a society where you have to work and you're trying to, you know, do everything, the pressure is so serious. I mean, like, things are changing before us. I mean, you know, so quickly, FEMA camps, there's safety training centers that they're building up. I mean, like, it's just everything's changing so rapidly. Like, what advice would you really give that's kind of tangible? Because everybody's saying, like, we need to come together. Like, how do we come together? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I think my videos, in my opinion, explain to you everything that we need to do. I don't think there's nothing magical I can tell you now that say do A, B, and C. I mean, of course, you need to understand the history of this country, have a knowledge of self, love yourself, love your people, and try to come together and work with those that want to work with you to make our community a better place and stand up against the hatred. That's a good start there. Create a great family. Stick to your kids. Push education. You know, don't accept thugging in your family. No drug use. No whoring in your family. We can start there. Arm up. Register to vote. Get your passport. Have your driver's license. Good place to start. Okay, I guess they lost the call there. Erico 910, you're on the show.
Yeah, this is Claim Your Inheritance, Divine Amy Lowe's. I'm out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. And
what's on your mind with the topic?
We got a couple of ways to approach this. All right. So I like the approach of the community leaders within every city starting their own first responder privatization, you know, securitize a security force in order to respond to calls. They can have an alternate phone number to call instead of 911. They can call the first responders that click up with the same ideology and mentality that we need to protect our people, and they can respond to the problem. So now, with that said, I'm not a Black Lives Matter supporter at all, but I want to say that hashtag BLM, Black Lives Matter, came after Ferguson. So the initial community swell reaction to that Mike Brown situation caused the Black Lives Matter hashtag, which is now a national movement. They received, you know, $30 million. So if they can raise that kind of money, I think the community leaders around the country can raise individualized $30 million for their communities in order to accomplish what I just described, first responders for our people.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling. That's a good idea. Good, Mooka. I see a person who's been on here like about 40-some-odd minutes. Let me see if I can answer them. Erico 404, you on the show.
Hey, brother, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Can you hear me?
I saw you said that was 40. I saw you been there 44 minutes.
I'm so sorry. Can you hear me, bro?
I hear you.
Oh, okay. First of all, I want to say peace to everybody, all the listeners out there. You know, I kind of want to talk about some things. The way I feel about a lot of things is really, it's just a lot of talking going on. And it's only one solution, man. You know, we need our own land. You know, these white nationalists, they don't have a problem with us. We need to sit down with them and figure out a way to separate, give us some land, give us about 20 states, and everything will be fine. Obviously, they don't want us here, or even if they do, you know, we need our own space. That's the only solution, man. So until we're talking about that, everything else is just a joke.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people saying they need their own states, and my opinion, white nationalists, I believe we all should vote to give them Alaska. That's what I say. Give them Alaska. Let them go up there. They're waiting the mainland. That's my
you know,
opinion. Everybody else.
Hey, it don't
people.
No hard feelings about the whole situation. They know, and we know what happened. Give us some land, let us go, and we can do what we need to do for ourselves. But we'll never be
so
able
really,
to do
we,
anything.
So really, we stop being so scattered all over the country like we are. In this, even if we was to come to a consensus on the states that we want to be in as a populace, because we're too scattered, and when we scattered, it's not many of us. Like. Okay, the majority of Black people in the South as it is. That's what the
That's
majority of us
That's where communication comes in. And, you know, you have a platform where you can communicate. If we all say, hey, we gone, this is what we want, they wouldn't have a problem with that. Obviously, they don't love us. Let us go. Let us go. We have to have some land. Only way to solve it, and we can be out of their face, and they can be out of our face. What's wrong with that? We probably be, you know.
You know how they are. They say we can have our own land, doing our own thing, out of their hand. They still gonna try to come over there and see what we got going on. It's always like that. No matter what, they always gonna try to come see what we doing and what we got going on. But brother, I gotta move on. Sorry. Let's see. I didn't ask some people to sit on here for a while. Erico 765, you on the show.
Hello. First, like to say, like your show, man. Been watching for not too far along, but recently. Really good show.
I appreciate you calling.
All right. I'd also like to point out about the Charlottesville thing. I don't agree with white supremacists, and I'm not white, but when I heard what the protest was about, part of me actually had to agree with the protest itself, because Robert E. Lee, I know that people like to just group him with Confederates, but Robert E. Lee, if you look at the history, he was against slavery. He had set his slaves free. He was against the United States separating, which was actually the first point of the Civil War. And the only reason he fought as a Confederate, because he was actually asked to join the North, and the only reason he fought as a Confederate was because he wasn't going to betray his home state of Virginia. So in my mind, like, if you're going to rip down Confederate statues, fine, but why would you rip down Robert E. Lee?
Because he was part of the Confederacy. It doesn't matter what his motivation was. He was part of, listen, Robert E. Lee can go to a museum, he can go to the history books, and you'll never forget it. Those people that want to celebrate Robert E. Lee, they can put that same statue on their property if they would like to. Nobody's going to tell them anything. It's just public square. That's it. I don't see what's the problem. They want a Robert E. Lee statue in every house. Get them. Why has it been in public square?
Because what he stood for was still a good thing. I mean,
he didn't stand for nothing but a traitor to this United States. He was a traitor.
No, he stood against slavery, and he stood against it. Like I said, he was asked to join the North.
He
didn't because he
fought for the Confederacy. Why are you defending him?
Yeah, but I think of it like this. If my whole family is standing for something wrong and people are attacking them and I defend them because they're my family, even if I don't stand what they stand for, I mean, aren't you still going to defend your family even if they aren't standing what you're standing for?
If my family's wrong, I'm not going to defend them.
No, I meant physically, not defend their viewpoints, like if people attack them.
We're not talking about nobody being attacked right now. We're talking about Confederate statues.
No, I mean, in the Civil War, it's the same principle. He was fighting.
What's the deal with Robert E. Lee and you? That's what I'm trying to figure that part out.
No, it's not that. It's just the history. Like, when I heard it was Robert E. Lee, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Out of all the Confederate statues to take down, you're going to take one that was actually against slavery.
You're taking them all down.
I just think Robert E. Lee, what he stood for was good, and I think his reasons for fighting for the Confederacy was valid, because if someone is fighting against my hometown, I may still fight them.
My ancestor was enslaved. It's not valid at all when you're fighting for people that want to keep my ancestors enslaved. So if Robert
but
E. Lee, that's how I feel about it.
But originally the Civil War wasn't about slavery. It was about the American
Well, I ain't about to play that game with you with that. Let me move on to another caller. Let me move on. I got that time. My ancestors were slaves, and he's fighting for somebody who want to keep my ancestors enslaved. And I'm supposed to be, well, he really didn't want to do that. Man, forget him. Erico 386, you're on the show.
Why did she say unmuted? Why did she say unmuted?
Yes, you're on the show.
Yeah.
Okay, well, he didn't realize it. Erico 941, you're on the show.
Yo, is this me?
It's you.
Yo. Oh, my God. All right. Man, I've been on the line for 50 minutes. My phone just died. You know, you got a lot of crazy, hateful people in the comments.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's talk to me.
This is it. This is it, man. I'm ready. You know, I came from Pittsburgh. And I moved down to southern, like, South Florida, dude. And I used to live in Lee County, Fort Myers, Cape Coral, Florida, for over 16 years. There's so many white people out there using H and everything, man. They don't even know what they're feeling anymore. You know what I mean? They don't even know what they're thinking. So they're fighting a war that they don't even know. They have history on stuff where they don't even care. And I just want to know your opinion on that, because my real question is, like, Nazis versus the Confederates. What do you think the difference is? There is no difference. It's all racial superiority. You feel me?
Yes.
Do you think the cities will try and, like, put up new statues and whatnot after they're taken down or what? I'm a little bit nervous, dude. Seriously, I've been subscribed to you.
Why are you nervous?
I've been subscribed to you since day one.
Okay.
And I have never called into anything live. My phone just died. I've been watching everything, dude. You guys got crazy-ass people commenting and everything. Well, you just had the first white person call and say that stupid-ass shit. Then you got the second person calling and trying to, like, represent Lee. Robert Edward Lee, he's a fucking idiot. Dude, I used to live in Lee County. Go look at my page, dude. Facebook, Ryan Komosinski. This shit's crazy. We're trying to actually try and change our county name. I moved up to Tampa. This is stupid. It's stupid.
Well,
real people recognize real. Real people recognize real. You know what I mean? And I'll let you go.
Hold on, sir. People like yourself, mm-hmm. It's going to take you to go talk to people like that just call.
And when I did, I got arrested for stupid shit because I tried to defend other people. That was during Occupy Movement. So you know what? It kind of strayed away from its own reasonable things and it went in a different direction. It was stupid. But you know, I have never called into any place, nothing else. This is the first time I've ever done this live. This shit's pissing me off, man. Just Trump and everything. That's it. What would Obama have done? What would Obama have done? Yes, I did vote. What would Obama have done, like, right now if he was in the shoes right now? You know what I mean? That's the thing. It's just bullshit. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I won't curse you. But,
thanks for calling. I got to move on. We can't take over the show. Sorry. Erico 917, you on the show.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir. You on the show?
Yes. Hello, Phil. How you doing? I enjoy your show very much. And by watching your show, it's opened my eyes up to the truth and what you expose. I just have one question. Since taking down the statues and all the white supremacists and all those other white groups is coming up, you think there'll be another civil war?
I don't know.
Hello?
I'm putting nothing past white nationalist terrorists. I don't put nothing past them. The only thing I'm saying to black people is be ready to defend yourself at any time.
Huh. And because right now the whole world is watching this. The North Koreans, all those countries, and we'd be the laughing stock of the world.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, Donald Trump and the white nationalists,
I agree
with that.
Yeah, and then just go back to what you said last time, that you were glad that Trump was president because now white supremacy gets to be exposed because during the Obama era, everybody was sleeping. Like, they were living in this post-racial society. But now, since the whites coming out with their racial slurs and all that, now people's getting a wake-up call.
Yeah, everybody's getting a wake-up call. Everybody. And it needs to happen because before Obama was president, oh, you guys are just being race-baiting. Oh, you guys are making it up. Well, I guess we ain't making it up now, huh? I knew when Trump got in there, it was going to go down like that. So Trump is doing some good, believe it or not, in that area. And I knew he was going to be like that before he got in. But I want the black community to get together and unify out of this situation, too. Not just other people get their wake-up calls.
Yeah.
But brother, I appreciate
it's going to become like a...
All right. Sorry to cut him off, but I just try to get to some other calls. I'm going to have to go. Before I go to this next caller, let me go to this chat room. Let me see what the chat room got to say. I'm looking at the chat room a little bit. Okay. Yeah, well, see, I'm trying to get people that's been on this, been holding a long time. So just... Just forgive me. Erico 513, you're on the show.
Mr. Philip Scott, sir. Hello?
Okay, you called me out by my whole name. You owe me some money.
Yes,
what's going on?
My name is Jackson. You probably heard my voice via Facebook Messenger.
I know exactly who you are. I know who you are. What's going on?
Hello, sir. I just want to thank you as from a human being standpoint. You have really educated me on life. I've been listening to your videos for probably watching them for at least 3 or 4 years. But the sad thing about, I call it the post 9/11 world. You know, ever since that day occurred, it seems like the whole world has just gone to shambles, and it's just so depressing. I find it very sad that a lot of people, like Brother Derek Muhammad, that honorably served his country, that just don't get the proper respect like they should. And by the way, would you please tell that gentleman that I told him thank you for his service to our country? But I find this very sad that why couldn't they have removed these statues so long ago when it's been an issue for the past, what, 60 years? I guess it's – what I'm saying is, yeah, I guess it's better now than never, but they should have done this years ago. I don't know. It seems like that the media, the government, you know, it's like they feed off negativity now, and it's very sad. It really is. People like myself are the ones that suffer for people like that gentleman that said a racial slur about 30 minutes ago, and it's a bunch of it's not fair. Phil, it's not fair, and I get tired of it. I don't get involved in any cliques at all. You'll never see me at a rally or any protest or anybody or any group whatsoever. I call myself an old tan man. I'm not really white, but I'm not, you know, I'm more darker than a white man. But I'm an American, just like I'm an American, you're an American. Sir, you're an American. Anybody that's born in this country is an American. And people like me, that's a military veteran, Brother Derek Muhammad, we fight for, do you have the life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? I just find it sad, sir. I'm not trying to rant and ramble on, but I just wanted to say that I'd love to meet you someday. I know you're down in Houston, Texas. I'd love to eat Papacitos. I'd buy you a meal because
yeah,
you've educated me so on common sense.
I'm seriously sure
you have. I mean, that's the thing about the military. Honestly, and that's okay. If black people, you don't want to go in the military, that's fine. But I will say this. The military has made me more open-minded. Honestly, it has. I've met the greatest people in the service. I really have, from all nationalities. But, you know, that was just my life in the past, and it is what it is. But anyway, just like I said, I just wanted to just talk to you on the phone and give you my thanks.
All right, brother. Thank you for calling.
Have a good night, sir.
All right. That was Jackson. He's a pretty good dude. He talked to me here and there, and he's one of the good ones. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, that's why I wanted to answer his call there. Let's see here. Erico 443, you on the show.
Hey, what's up, Phil?
What's going on, man?
I'm calling in from what's that now?
I said Clan. I'm gonna call you like people call you down south. That was your name down here.
No, well, I'm originally from Hartford, Connecticut.
Okay.
Right. So I live in Baltimore. I've been living here for 3 years. Got my kids living with me. But I wanted to ask you, do you think that, like, because I heard the guy earlier talk about the hoods off. Do you think that they're taking them off because they're not scared of punishment?
Do you know what I mean? Think they're doing what? Say it again?
That they came hoodless. You know what I mean? Like, they're not hiding their identity. Yeah, they crying. You show them crying and everything else, but they came there to cause issues with no hoods on. You know?
Yeah.
And
well,
that to me is public.
Well, the Klan actually can't walk around in the public with their hoods on itself. I think in Mississippi, because of that Klan Act they passed in the 1800s. That's why you see the Klan when they march, they had a face showing. They can't walk in the hoods.
Oh, okay.
So,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's why
that.
They can't do that. But yeah, okay, but most of the people that was marching has nothing to do with the Klan. Yeah, you had Klan there. Neo-Nazis don't show their face.
When I say hoods, I just mean that, you know, like just covering themselves up, just because, like, it's like it's almost like they feel like they they're not scared of anything, but
Couldn't fool me.
I wanted to, brother.
Did you watch the video in the beginning?
No. And I see that. I'm saying after the fact, of course you're scared. You know, because now you're worried about repercussions. I've been in trouble. You know what I mean? When you're committing, and I don't mean a crime. I didn't commit crime. But when you're doing something, you're not thinking about it. But after the fact, you know, then you're like, oh, man, here come the cops, you know. So it's a whole different, you know, thing. But my thing, you know, that I wanted to say was that I've been watching, you know, I watch you a lot. You know, I watch Tariq. I watch Dr. Boyce. But, you know, watching, like, CNN and stuff and, you know, just seeing how they talk to each other about white supremacy is really funny to me because they act like what they've been doing for years is every time they try to show us a better form of racism. They'll never have, to us, there'll never be a better form of racism. But white people think that there is a better form of racism. And I hear people talking about voting, and I got them on it. I understand. Vote locally. Yeah, do that. But we know we can't vote our way out of it, you know. And a lot of white folks think that we should be okay because it's gotten better, you know. And my question is always, what's a better form of racism than they don't have nothing to say? You understand what I mean?
Yeah, I'm hearing what you're saying, brother. I mean, exactly what you're saying. Well, you know, like I said, I don't want no racism. I wanted this to be where everybody live with peace and tranquility. I don't want no racism going on nowhere. So that's just like kind of like my position with it.
Right, I don't either, but I could just see where they go with it, and it's just like, well, you know, first they start off with the haven't things gotten better, and you know what I mean? That's the type of talks they have. And it's like, that's not the point, is whether or not stuff has gotten better. You know, like we start the conversation where they want to start it. You know what I mean? Instead of
that's why when they want to talk about, we need to have a conversation on race. It's like, well, I'm gonna tell you up front, if we have that conversation, then you're not gonna moderate it. We're gonna moderate it because everything in this world is off of your feelings. And what's the point of talking to you about race for if you're not going to change the laws or any system that's going to make it equally? I don't want to be Lord and Master over nobody. I just want to be equal to people. That's it. I want opportunity.
Exactly.
I want education. I want to be treated right. That's it. I don't want to do nothing to nobody that's bad.
And when you heard only five people got arrested there, you know, like five people, like y'all round up 100 Negroes quick. You know,
you know how that is. Beyond which, things are happening to them. I'll be honest with you. It's because the internet is on their head. The internet got their pictures, and now the internet is like, oh, we found out his name. He getting fired. I mean, that's the only reason why something's going on. You was depending on the local police to do something. It wasn't gonna happen. That's why I say the internet has a lot to do with bringing things to justice too.
And that's what I'm saying, Phil. After the fact, now they like, you know, what's his name, Chris Cantwell. You know, he was talking big shit, on that Vice video. You know, he was talking about, you know, and you know, the whole Kushner thing with the Jewish. And I'm just like, man, this dude crazy. And then you crying. I'm like, man, come on, man. You know?
But it's a pack mentality I talked about earlier. He was around all his college. Little white nationalist buddies. He got the elephant balls at that point in time, and then when they talk about putting him in jail, well, he ain't gonna have his guns around a bunch of black folks.
Yeah.
He gonna be like, he gonna be somebody's girlfriend in there. He gonna be putting Kool Aid on his lips in there.
And I don't know how old you are, Phil, but I'm 40. You know, and when I was growing up, when I was in high school, and this was up north, this is Northeast, you know, Northeast. Now, white boys ain't say nothing racial, but they get their wigs split. That's what we said up there. You know what I mean? And I don't mean kill them. I mean, you know what I mean. They ain't say nothing like that. You know,
But
well,
now,
well, we grew up
know,
in the same time period. See, back when I was growing up, they didn't talk like they talk today either to black dudes at all.
Exactly.
Like you said, black dudes split they like you say split their wig real quick. Matter of fact,
yeah.
You couldn't allow a white male to beat you up as a black male because they'll literally run
hell
you out
no.
the hood and clown you. Because they say you let a white boy beat you up.
They couldn't beat me in a game of basketball. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, that's how serious it was.
Yeah.
You know,
basketball,
but I'm gonna let you
football,
go
it meant nothing. Nothing competitive they better beat you in, or you will be clowned.
Man, bro, I could talk to you all night. I know you got other callers. Thanks for taking my call. Man, I've been watching your show for a few years. The first show I saw of yours was when you put the police stats up there. This was like back in maybe 2013, something like that.
Oh, okay.
And
yes, sir.
I saw that show, and I was like, really? Because I wasn't on social media at all. I'm running around taking care of my family and stuff. I wasn't conscious about nothing until Trayvon Martin incident. You know,
yeah,
and
Trayvon
not saying
Martin
I wasn't
changed the world, didn't it?
But I, yeah, because I was, you know, you in and out of jail in the late 90s and early 2000s. Then you get out, you like, man, shit, I just want to be home with my family. Let me stay away. You know? And that woke me up, man. On some real shit.
Yeah, I hear you, bro. They woke a lot of us up. But I definitely appreciate you calling,
yeah.
My brother. Thank you for watching all that time.
All right, man.
All right, brother. All right, let's see here. Area code 714, you on the show.
Hello?
Yeah, you on the show.
It's never safe to be out there anymore. Like, I'm always scared of being judged because I support black people and I'm Hispanic. And when I go to school, there's a lot of white people who judge you.
About
and
what?
It's to Mexico, Trump won, and it's like, how can people? It made me want to cry, like run
why?
Home, because I grew up in a tough place where I've been always judged to the point of suicide, but I pushed myself, I lost a lot of weight, and now I'm pushing forward, I'm fighting back, and whenever people try to push me, I stand up, but I never engage in violence. I just walk away.
Okay.
And like.
Okay, well, let's talk about how to deal with those Trump supporters, okay? Are these Trump supporters, most of them Caucasian?
Most, yes. And then when
okay.
I saw this.
Okay, I'm asking that for a reason. Okay, just listen to me for a minute. Do you know where most the origins of Europeans come
from? Mm-hmm.
Where did it come from?
Repeat that. I felt like I was getting cut off.
I said, where did they come from? Well, let me help you with that. They acknowledge that they come from the caves, right?
Yeah, because I've been studying in a lot in high school, and when I was watching this, I was shocked how most of my friends who used to be my friends voted for Trump, and I asked them the question, why? And they're like, we just want our country back. And I'm like,
Okay, I'm trying to help you with something. Okay, so they know that they came from the caves of the Caucasus Mountains. Okay, are they indigenous to this land?
Yes.
They are indigenous to this land? How? Is the Caucasus Mountains on this hemisphere?
Wait, repeat the question. I feel like I'm getting cut off.
Okay. Are Europeans indigenous to this land?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay. Where's the Caucasus Mountains? Is it anywhere in this hemisphere?
Well, the thing is, we have to come together.
Well, it's not. Well, hold on. I'm trying to take time to help you. When they tell you to go back to Mexico or wherever, I'm trying to help you.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to tell you is the Caucasus Mountains is nowhere near here, okay? Your ancestors, most of your ancestors probably be Native American, which are to this hemisphere. If not about 10, if you do a DNA test, probably more than 50% Native American.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them to go back to the Caucasus Mountains because that's where they come from if they tell you to go back to Mexico because you're actually where you're supposed to be.
Yeah,
anytime they tell you that, you tell them to go back to the caves. And then you would actually be accurate at that point. But this is not their land. They're not indigenous to this land. Actually, they're illegal immigrants to this land. They didn't have Native Americans for immigration cards or anything. They just came and stole and raped.
They discovered this place by accident. Yeah. They thought
so what I'm trying to tell you is, when they tell you to go back to Mexico, when they tell you all this Mexican stuff, tell them to go back to the caves where they come from. It's just that simple. And just leave it alone. They have no
land. I tell them, and they just make excuses, and I don't know why. It's like, we're all the same. We have the same blood. We're born the same. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, Asian or Hispanic, we're all one. Like, I don't know why people take it to negativity. And there's actually a KK place by Anaheim in Fullerton, and they're trying to shut them down. Yeah, I'm in California. Mm-hmm.
Are you anywhere like by LA?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. I don't know what you're worried about. LA County is full of Mexicans.
I know, but you know how people are. They love to push you to the point where they want to call the ICE, and people are scared. No joke.
Oh, yeah. I know,
it's
I know
hard.
I know they call it ICE heavy out there right now. They call it ICE down here in Texas, too. I mean, it's going to keep happening like that. But, you know, I mean, if you're a U.S. citizen, ICE can't do you nothing.
Yeah, it's because my father came here. He crossed the border for us. I was born here. And my dad is now an American citizen. God bless his heart. He pushes. He works for us. I am so proud of him. And I'm so thankful for him because he is now off work because he had a back problem. And now he's trying to look for another job for a disability. But you know how people are. They just want to make excuses like, oh, try to give insurance. And we do. And then it's hard because I'm thankful for my dad.
This is what I say. Thank God for your dad. Stop listening to them folks. Stop caring what other people say about you if it's not your family. And you should not be caring what other people think about you, period, to get in your feelings to the point that you feel bad about yourself and you think highly of yourself at all times. Get an education. Have great friends. Enjoy yourself. Be positive. And just make sure you have a good night.
Mhm. And I would like to get off because I know you have a lot of people, but
yeah,
I want
to thank
you
to
for.
Have a good night. All right. Youngsters gotta stop letting people tell you any old thing now, especially the racist ones. Eric Cole 647, you on the show?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello?
Yes.
Am I on? Oh.
Yeah, you're on. You're on like
Donkey Kong. All right. How are you doing? I love what you're doing here. Please keep it up. You honestly made me see a lot of things going on in the States, and I love the fact that you're so consistent and you bring that common sense approach. A few things about Trump. I heard one of his speeches that he's talking about inner city development and bringing back more jobs. Is this the whole reason for gentrification? And the thing is, right? Let me calm down here. And the thing is, right? You see a lot of protests going on left and right. You know, the way that I see this thing, if they continue to get out of hand, because, you know, when it comes to white privilege, they tend to go way overboard, right? So it's only a matter of time before they start to push some things behind the scenes, and then all of a sudden, nobody can speak. You see what I mean? And then when they finally get these jobs in here, who's to say that you're going to be without a job, like black people, right, as it usually goes, and then the white people have, you know, poor jobs instead of what they're used to, and then nobody can do anything to make a difference because now it's suddenly illegal to protest, you know, just like how back in the days during the apartheid in South Africa or back in the days during the civil rights struggle, people were being beaten down with dogs, and all of a sudden something that was actually peaceful and right was suddenly illegal, you know. So I really think we should stop looking at, you know, the mainstream media so much, right? I mean, you still need to be there because you break things down, because other people won't, right, go to do that, won't take the time to really analyze what's being said, right? But I really think, you know, you should get somebody to work with you to look at what they're doing behind the scenes, so that way people can really level what's going on. Right, it's one thing to call out the racism. It's another thing to see who the real racists are, and those are the people with the actual power. Those guys are puppets to cause disturbance, so they can do more harm to you.
Right, and that starts off with Trump, Sessions, all the ones in government, Democrat and Republican, not just Republican, Supreme Court, your local government, all that has something to do with racism. I mean, if you look just really deep into it, the police, obviously. DA, the whole system is full of racism. So that's what has to change. But I definitely go ahead real quick.
Sorry, yeah, and then I also heard him say something recently where they're working on an inner city plan that he thinks that the Democrats would also agree with. And now, considering that Hillary Clinton was sanctioning child prostitution, right, bringing children from Haiti all the way down to the Dominican Republic, right, for the sick in mind pedophile.
Well, when it comes to the Hillary situation, I let Alex Jones and them deal with that. I don't know. But like I said, I'll move on to the next call. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
All right. All right. We have a person about the call because somebody was saying this, and I agree with them. Let's talk about the white nationalists from the beginning. Air code 432, you on the show.
Hello, Phil. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
First off, Phil, I wanted to say thanks for answering my call. I've been on Patreon a few months.
Thank you. I appreciate you doing that.
I just want to encourage everybody to join your Patreon. People don't understand how important media is. I would be in the dark without media. It's changed my life. You've helped change my life, Phil. I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. We're here for you. We're going to back you up. We support you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, man. I appreciate your support. Appreciate it.
All right. Goodbye, Phil.
Yeah, if you haven't joined us on Patreon, please join us on Patreon. I know during the show so far we had, hold on, I thought I saw it earlier, Patrick Love had joined us on Patreon about 47 minutes ago. So appreciate you, Patrick Love, for joining us there. So it'll take probably this one more. Erico 619, you on the show. Area code 619, you're on the show. Okay. I don't know what's wrong with them on the phone. Let's try this one. Area code 706, you on the show.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
I'm good, man. What's on your mind? What about the time?
I'm old school, so I'm just going to make it play simple. I feel like a bunch of the brothers like you and me need to get together with all these white nationals. They got to go, I'm old school, just like you. I believe just whooping ass and taking names. And they'll kill all of this, you know what I'm saying, brother? They'll kill all of this.
Okay. So, well, my plan is a little bit more strategic than that, but okay.
I mean, you know, I support your show, and I thank you. I try to listen to you every day as much as possible. Thank you, and God bless you, bro.
All right, thank you for calling. All right, let's see what's going on here. Area code 682, you on the show.
Hello, Mr. Fields.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello. I just want to thank you for your show and your platform for acknowledging us. But I want to get on the situation about this government system. This government system was not built and designed for us. We need to acknowledge that first. We need to destroy
okay,
this
well,
system
how,
and build our own.
Question. How is that related to the white nationalists?
To the white nationalists? Because they we need to understand that, you know, they kind of try to call this land as ours, but it's not, you know, it's not their land. It's really our land, you know, and we need to know the laws that we under the old Melka law. And the white nationalists trying to take back something that's not theirs. And we need to realize, understand about the Civil War, both sides. Our black people, our ancestors got lynched on any side that they was on, no matter what side of the war they was fighting. So a lot of us need to acknowledge that and try to move forward with unity and build. And, you know, we need to come out, you know, I'm thanking for your platform for informing us, but we need to come together outside the show and have small little groups and come with a unity plan and build something from that, you know, because
okay.
a lot of us
so
is just.
This, okay, well, hold on. So this is what I want you to do. I want you, since that passion is in your heart, I need you to draw up them plans, localize people in your community, and let's get it done.
Okay.
All right.
I'll take that.
That's all I need.
All right.
There you go. Thank you. Oh, yeah. I'm a firm believer in that, ladies and gentlemen. Don't tell me about what we need to do. No, if you have the idea, that means God put it in your heart. You do it. And it may spread like wildfire. It's not for everybody to do everything at one time. So I definitely appreciate all the people that did. You know, some people had some great calls. That one sister that